Well, it's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, March 20th, 2020. We have, it looks like, about 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect from this afternoon through this evening. Today we have north winds to 5 knots, rising to 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 20. Wind waves from the north 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart. West swells 3 feet at 11 seconds. And today we're going to talk about an unusual use for cruise ships in the U.S. and abroad that could affect Astoria. We'll talk about all those things in just a minute, but first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders, we have 5 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Navios Mercury. She's arriving from Singapore, headed for Portland. I think she has fertilizer ingredients on board, something like urea, a component of an ingredient in fertilizer. She'll probably pass Astoria, already did around 3:30 a.m. We could see her in Astoria by 9:30 this morning. The Ultra Gujarat is arriving from offshore. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage. Ultimately, she'll be in Portland to pick up potash, but she'll be arriving in Astoria's anchorage around 6 a.m. The Mikali is arriving from South Korea, headed to the Vancouver anchorage upriver. She is going to be picking up wheat eventually. She will pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m., and you might see her in Vancouver around 11:30 in the evening. The Antitropic is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's also going to be a potash picking up ship. That's her cargo, so she'll be up at the port of Portland eventually. But she will stop in Astoria's anchorage around 7:30 p.m. Already in our Astoria anchorages, we have in the Astoria anchorage, this is right off the downtown waterfront. I don't think there's anybody up at the Rice Island anchorage right now, but we have the Alam Molek. She is headed for Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat, leaving around 10 a.m. That would put her in Kalama about 5 hours later. Well, today I have a lot to talk about with you about ships relating to, the news item that we can't get away from these days, so we might as well just run with it, and that's the COVID-19 story that is everywhere. But this is a very interesting story that could affect Astoria. So first I'm going to share with you a press release or an article that I found on gcaptain.com earlier this week about the fact that cruise lines, the big cruise lines that people who take cruises go on them all the time, are offering their ships to help in the COVID-19 crisis because they have lots of rooms that could be used as isolation rooms, hospital rooms. They could essentially convert these ships pretty easily into being used for healthcare, because one of the big stories that's coming out in this COVID-19 pandemic is that quickly hospitals are going to be overwhelmed with more patients than they can handle. So let me read you a little bit from this, and then I'm going to share some information from an article in the Daily Astorian about how that might affect us locally here. But this is from GCaptain. Thursday, that was yesterday, Carnival Corporation announced that select cruise ships from the company's global cruise line brands, including Carnival Cruises, Holland America, Princess Cruises, and P&O Cruises Australia, will be made available to communities for use as temporary hospitals to help address the escalating impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic on healthcare systems around the world. And this announcement came on the heels of one of the White House press conferences that you may have heard this week, in which President Donald Trump said that he had spoken with the head of Carnival Cruise Lines to make ships available. So Carnival's offer of ships is not limited to locations in or to the United States. As part of the offer, interested parties will be asked to cover only the essential costs of the ship's operations while in port. Carnival said, if needed, cruise ships are capable of being quickly provisioned to service hospitals with up to 1,000 hospital rooms that can treat patients suffering from less critical non-COVID-19 conditions. These temporary cruise ship hospital rooms can be quickly converted to install and connect remote patient monitoring devices over the ship's high-speed network. And essentially what they're saying is they're offering these ships just for operating costs as temporary hospital facilities. So on the heels of that, I wanted to share with you, and you're going to hear the voice of a familiar voice, Kathleen Morgane, who is helping us. She's part of our Coast Community Radio news team right now. We thank her so much for her help. She did kind of a summary of a story that appeared in yesterday's Daily Astorian, and you'll hear a lot of stories like that on Coast Community Radio going forward, because we have developed a partnership, a close working partnership with Daily Astorian to share their stories and our stories, and we will be sharing their stories, they will be sharing ours, and just to get the information out there so that you can get as much information about this whole situation as possible. So you're going to hear Kathleen Morgane's voice, and she's going to explain what the possibilities might be for Astoria to be part of this cruise ship proposal.
The Port of Astoria is considering renting dock space to disused cruise ships. With cruise ship tourism on hold and revenue decimated by a trade war with China and the coronavirus pandemic, the Port of Astoria could gain needed revenue while global voyages are suspended. Will Isom, the port's executive director, told the Astorian, quote, "Cruise ships are in a scramble. They don't have dockage for all their vessels," close quote. The port's revenue has dwindled since a trade war between the U.S. and China stopped log exports from Pier 1 by Astoria Forest Products. The company has since been trying to escape from its leases with the port. Expected cruise ship revenue could have offset those losses, but major cruise lines have announced voluntary suspensions of operations through early April. Astoria, Clatsop County, and the port jointly announced that no passenger-carrying cruise ships would be allowed to dock after June 1st. Canada has disallowed all cruise ship tourism until July. Some Oregon North Coast residents have called for the cruise ship season in Astoria to be canceled entirely as a precaution against the coronavirus. The prospect of cruise ships temporarily docking at the port, even with skeleton crews, could be controversial. The port has reached out to the city, county, Columbia Memorial Hospital, and Coast Guard on what it would take to make the business venture tenable. Astoria Mayor Bruce Jones laid out his criteria. No passengers, no coronavirus concerns, and no crew allowed off the ship. Ships would have to agree to make their medical teams, kitchen staff, and rooms available if asked by the county, he said. Dirk Rohn, the president of the Port Commission, said that while the optics of a cruise ship in town might make people nervous, the risk would be low and revenue is critical for the port. The ships could also be an emergency asset with their medical teams and extra space. Rohn said, quote, "We're not going to do anything to compromise the public's trust. Ultimately, working with the city and county, public health is the first and foremost concern," close quote. Discussions on temporary cruise ship docking remain underway. For Coast Community Radio, I'm Kathleen Morgane reporting. This story comes to us through our partnership with the Astorian newspaper. For more details, go online to dailyastorian.com.
So that was Kathleen Morgane telling us about an article that appeared in the Daily Astorian this week about a way that the Port of Astoria may be able to sort of give a place for cruise ships to wait until they're needed, possibly even use them here in this COVID-19 situation. So I'll keep you posted on anything that I find. This is going to be kind of an extension of our local news here. Anything maritime I will share with you here on the Ship Report. Keep you posted and stay safe out there. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.